Crime is the road to nowhere, and once you're hooked, you end up busted, left with nothing, or buried. Take your pick, there isn't another option. Believe me, I ought to know. I'm Thomas Rimley, private investigator.
Join us now as we take a look at the case files of Thomas Rimley, PI.
I made a mistake once. I want you to know that up front. I used to be a cop. A good one, too, from what they tell me. And then one night I lost my nerve, my focus. We all do it. But this time it cost me. In a back alley, I pulled a gun on a contact and she set my teeth on edge. She didn't deserve it, but she got it anyway. She reached in her purse. I panicked and shot her. I left the force and put up my shingle. And I pay for my momentary lapse every day. I see her now and hear her voice. Miranda Sullivan is with me all the time, commenting, chiding me, judging. I still don't know if she's a ghost or my battered conscience. That was my one mistake, and I wanted you to know that up front about me.
November 1938, Miranda's case.
Milk again, Thomas, honey?
Miranda, I hadn't seen or heard you around for a while.
You've been busy with cases. I couldn't have gotten in a word without needing to yell.
Just what are you, anyway?
Whatever do you mean, Thomas dear?
And don't Thomas dear me either, sister. I'm tired of having you haunt me or whatever it is you do.
Maybe I'm just part of you now. It happens. A man kills an innocent.
Please!
An innocent. He commits this crime and carries that person with him for the rest of his life.
Are you my conscience?
You tell me, sweetheart.
And what's this innocence, anyway? You got around?
I'm not sure exactly what that means, Thomas.
Come on, Miranda. Sure, I made a mistake when I tried to question you, but you were nervous and went for something in your purse. I thought it was...
What's that, Thomas?
I thought it was a gun.
Was it?
You know it wasn't.
What was it?
What do I care, Miranda, or whatever you are? I was immediately put on suspension and an investigation was started. I had nothing else to do with that case and was never allowed to near it after that.
And then you quit.
You know I did.
Why was that, I wonder?
You know why. Don't ask me.
You quit out of guilt, or that's what you tell yourself. But something that has never made any sense to me is why you never followed up on my case.
What case? You were supposed to be a witness to a protection ring.
Was I? I forgot. Remind me.
Miranda, not now. Please, I'm just not up for it.
All the cases you solve, Thomas, and the one that you refused to take on is staring you in the face every single day.
If I were drinking a single malt and not milk, I'd blame that. Just what are you, anyway?
Don't you know, Thomas, honey? I thought it'd be pretty obvious now.
Don't try and make me feel guilty. Don't do that.
Where's your sense of honor, sweetheart? I thought you lived by a code. That's what you told that pretty little thing the other night.
Leave Trisha out of it, will ya? She's got nothing to do with this.
True enough, but don't change the subject. What about your code?
Do you know I can't even have a steady girl because of you coming around? The moment I move in to give the girl a kiss, you show up.
Don't blame me, Thomas. And we're talking about your supposed code of honor and not your love life.
Or lack thereof.
Solve my case, Thomas. There was so much more to me than just a possible witness for you. Make my life mean more than just that.
And then you'll go?
Go where?
You know what I mean, Miranda. You're ruining my life here.
Who said I had anything to do with it? It's all up to you, honey.
Miranda, do you have any idea how cold this thing is now? It's been too long.
No hill for a climber, kid. I think I've heard someone use that one before.
You aren't listening to me.
Oh, that's right. It was you.
Okay, Miranda, you win. I'll look into your case.
Thank you, Thomas. Will you follow it no matter where it leads?
Have you known me to do it any other way?
Yes, once. With me.
Okay, Miranda. I'll go right now.
Thank you, Thomas.
Hey, Rimley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Any better, and I'd have to have a twin to help me enjoy it.
Did anyone ever tell you that you use that one too much?
Anyone ever tell you you're looking rough, no matter what you say?
Yeah, I've got a friend or two who tells me that.
Now you got three. What brings you down to the station?
Is Allard in?
The detective? Are you kidding? He's always in. I think he's got a cot hidden around here somewhere, but I can't seem to find it.
I'm sure you're right. Is it all right for me to go on back and see him?
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine, but be warned. He's working a string of burglaries that's driving him nuts.
Great. Thanks, Tilly. Take care.
Hey, you too. If you don't mind me saying, you look a bit rough.
Thanks a lot, Tilly. I'll refrain from telling you what you look like.
Everything okay, Remley?
I'll be honest, Tell. I've been better. See ya.
Just one foot after the other, Thomas.
I told you not to come in here.
Just making sure you stick to your word.
I am. Now stick to yours.
No need to get snippy, Thomas, dear. I'll go.
Hey, Allard, got five? I'll take your frantic waving as a yes.
Sit down, Tom. I'm waiting for a call from the mayor's office.
From his office or from the mayor himself?
His wife has some diamond earring stolen last night. What do you think?
Ouch. What are you doing investigating burglaries? No one getting shot or stabbed in this part of town anymore?
Believe it or not, Tom, it's been slow. But wait a week for the full moon and it'll be a nightmare. You drop by to chew some fat or something else?
Something else.
What's on your mind?
Miranda Sullivan.
Okay, what about her?
I want to look at the case files.
Of the protection racket you were working when you...
You can go ahead and finish, Allard, when I shot a potential witness.
You thought she had a gun.
She did, but she wasn't going for it. As I recall, she had a .22 strapped to the inside of her thigh. She went for her purse instead.
That case is solved. We got the thugs behind the ring.
But you never did pursue Miranda Sullivan. I never did.
Tom, it's a dead end. It was a mistake. I told you that when you turned in your badge.
It's been bugging me. What was she so scared about? She was terrified, Allard. That's why I thought she was going for a gun. I thought she was on the run from the police.
She wasn't. I told you that, too. You shouldn't have quit, Tom. You were cleared.
Yeah, but not where it counts. I gotta live with it every day. I mean, this Miranda Sullivan. Who was she? Who were her parents? If she wasn't informing for the ring, what was she doing there at the brownstone where you caught the gang? What did she want out of life?
Your caseload must be slow, too, huh?
It's been on my mind lately.
Why, if you don't mind me asking?
It's getting close to that time of year again.
Oh, yeah. The anniversary of when you shot her.
One bad decision and it all goes south.
Didn't have to. It still doesn't. Hey, I could use another detective right about now.
For what, to chase burglars? Forget it. I like it solo.
With barely enough money to pay the bills, no retirement?
But it's mine. Can I see the case files or not?
Knock yourself out, Tom, and hey.
I know. If I find anything, you get first dibs.
You better believe it.
And this is all of it, Mackie?
Yes, sir, Mr. Rimley. One file box with all known materials packed in it.
One box.
What's that, Mr. Rimley?
I was just thinking about one's final bit in life stuffed away in one box.
Some don't even merit that much. It's sad in a way.
Sure is, Mackie.
The Miranda Sullivan case?
Yeah.
Your last one, if I remember right.
You do.
Loose ends, I expect?
Maybe, Mackie. I won't know until I look.
You can spread out all the materials on the table, but you know the rules, Mr. Remley. No file, report, or note leaves the premises.
Gotcha. I'm just gonna take some notes.
That's all right. Want a cup of coffee while you work on it?
No thanks, Mackie. You wouldn't happen to have some milk, would you? That's my poison these days.
As a matter of fact, I do. For the coffee.
Naturally. Thanks, Mackie.
I'll check on you later.
Hey, Tom, what do you think we run around here? This isn't a hotel for former detectives.
What a mess.
What's that?
This file on Sullivan. Sloppy. I can barely follow the reports here. There's just a scrap of information about her background. There's hardly anything to decide one way or the other whether she was an informant or not.
She wasn't.
Who was the assigned detective on this?
You know who, Reynolds.
Chuck? That's just swell, then. No wonder it's a mess.
Tom, need I remind you that it was a very tense time. We had a protection ring busting up businesses and homes, not to mention a few people, too. And then one of our best goes out, questions a potential witness, and then shoots her dead. The pressure was coming in from everywhere.
I remember. And there's only so many times I can apologize for it. I'm the one who lives with it.
We all do. This isn't something the department wants on its record, but it happened. So the question was, what to do? I had near riots in the streets, my best detective on suspension, and a nervous police force.
The worst kind of conditions.
You aren't just whistling Dixie, pal. So I played it shrewd. Charles Reynolds was put on your case, and I put together a task force of bruisers to find and bust up that ring.
But Chuck? I like the guy, sure, but he was never known for his organizational skills. Take a look at this file if you don't believe me.
Think about it. No offense to Sullivan Dame or her family, but I had to make some decisions fast.
Oh, I think I see now. You were trying to protect me.
Chuck is, well, was. He's retired since then.
He did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's done his time, as we like to say around here. He gets results, always did. But I knew him well enough to know that if there was anything seriously incriminating against you, well, it might fall through the cracks.
And that's the way you played it?
That's the way.
I guess I should say thanks, but I didn't need protection, Allard.
I thought otherwise. Sue me.
Too late now. Anyway, this case file. It has everything covering my end of it. The question, the shooting, the eyewitness who thought she was belligerent towards me and thought she was going for something in her purse.
See? Covered.
But what about Miranda Sullivan? Okay, so Chuck found her parents, dead, but he still found them. No living relatives to speak of, no steady boyfriends, and no job.
Seems to ring a bell.
But what about her place? Nice furnishings, expensive radio set, and the clothes in her closet would have been enough to tip you off.
Not with the protection racket, Tom. Chuck made that conclusion.
Oh, great.
And so did I.
You investigated this?
Some. I was covering tracks.
Was there some bending of the law that I shouldn't know about?
No, honest truth. If you'd done it with malice aforethought or were hired or whatever scenario you want to paint, I would have nailed you and you'd be in the death house waiting your turn to fry in the chair.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. But that wasn't the situation, we all knew it.
So it quietly disappeared.
And quickly.
What was she going for in her purse?
Who knows?
She was going for something, Allard. Something important to her. What was it?
Nothing stick out in the file there?
No.
What was she saying to you when she panicked?
It's hard to remember. Denying any knowledge of any protection racket, and something about her own protection. That's when she went for her purse. I took protection as gun and drew mine.
Talk to Chuck, then.
And that's all right with you?
Hey, whatever it takes to get this out of your system, Tom.
Well, didn't it, Thomas?
Go away, Miranda. I'm in no mood to chat.
Funny. I am. Something missing from the file on my case?
You tell me.
I'm asking. It is my case, after all.
And I'm the one investigating. Speaking of, if you're the client, shouldn't we set up some sort of payment? Like you disappearing for good?
You've covered that already. And I said it's all up to you, sweetheart. By the by...
What do you want now?
You might want to watch that car coming up behind you. It's moving in awfully quick.
Where?
Told you.
Go away, Miranda. I'm not telling you again. Who was that?
I would say it's a coincidence, but I'm a cynic.
Miranda! All right already. I'm moving. Hello? Reynolds? You in there? Chuck? You in today, Charles?
Rimley? Either you're here to wish me well on my recent retirement, which I seriously doubt, or you're here to rub my face in some old case.
The latter.
Which one?
Miranda Sullivan.
I was wondering if you'd ever set your teeth into that one. Come on in. Scotch?
Gave it up. Got any milk?
What? Are you kidding? Being a private gumshoe has made you a soft boyo. Allard said you were different, but really?
Okay, forget the milk. Mind if I sit?
Take your pick, except for the rocker by the window. I'd rock on the steps of the brownstone, but I'm playing it safe.
For real?
Sometimes I wonder.
You know why I retired? The real reason?
I just found out you retired. Frankly, I thought it was a few years too late.
That's you youngsters all over, Mr. Rimley. I know what you thought of me. What you all thought of me.
I just thought you were a little sloppy with the facts. Other than that, I had no beef.
Once upon a time, right or wrong, we busted knuckles. We bashed a few kneecaps. It worked fine. But hey, different times, different methods.
Yeah, I get it. And I'm sure in 30 years, the young bucks on the force will all seem antiquated.
Fancy vocabulary you got there. I've been working on mine with the Times crossword. Know a four-letter word for expiration?
Miranda Sullivan, Chuck. Old methods or not, the file was a mess.
I don't doubt it. It was combed through at least a dozen times.
By?
Name somebody.
Allard?
Sure. Him, the commander, the mayor sent someone down to give the case a gander, and a whole lot of other folks.
Okay, the first obvious question...
Don't ask me why. Ask the real reason you're here.
You heard me. I want to pick your brain about her case.
I'm assuming a guilty conscience?
Assume away. Let's say I have a client.
Who?
Let's just say me for now. So what question should I be asking?
Dead. That's a four-letter word for expiration. I don't think I like that.
What question? Oh, gotcha. I caught up with you, which I never thought would be a problem. No offense.
What do I care? I've heard worse.
I'm only gigging you, Chuck. But the question I think you want me to ask has serious consequences.
The answer is yes, then. I removed something from the file. At the time, I thought it was the best thing to do, considering.
Considering what? Oh, me. A cop shooting a potential witness.
No, covering up, you understand, but Allard was nervous.
So was I.
And when you were officially exonerated of any wrongdoing, I didn't return the something I removed and let it lie.
Thinking one day I might want answers.
Yes.
Why would you think that, Chuck?
All kidding aside, Mr. Rimley, you were a good detective. We all knew it. I tried the best I could to cover every base on the Sullivan case. And don't think I don't know why Allard put me on the case to begin with. I know. But I want you to know I did my very best.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry I didn't have any more faith in you than I did.
What's it really matter anyway? You live as long as I have, you see it for what it is.
And what's that?
Just a blip on the timeline. Just a blip. We're here. We fret about things. We make big mistakes. We expire. And it's all forgotten. And the whole thing starts up for someone else. It happens every day.
Spoken like a true cynic.
Spoken like a man who has seen too much. Do you want to see it, or what?
It's gonna change how this whole thing looks, isn't it?
Very much so. I can burn it if you want.
No. In for a penny.
Yeah. But the pound may be a pound of your flesh.
Thank you. I take it you want this back?
No, I don't. Consider it my last official act for the department.
You mind if I open it here?
Not at all. I'd prefer it if you did.
Is this for real?
You better believe it, brother. I made sure of it. I thought it was fake at first. It ain't.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. Never did. But you can see why I thought it might be a good idea to hang on to it.
You think Allard was looking for this? The mayor's people?
I think Allard was warned of something big in this file. I don't think he ever knew what. The mayor's chumps? Who knows?
I think somebody knows I'm nosing in it.
Already picked up a tail?
Worse than that. Try a four-letter word for expiration. Thanks, Chuck, and I mean that.
Get your paper, hot off the presses. Burglary ring has police on the run. Get your paper.
Has police on the run? You actually sell this stuff, Larry?
Hey, Tommy, good to see you. Long time.
How about a paper?
Wow, you buying a paper? The world has stopped turning. What's going on with you?
I want to see what's going on in the world, that's all.
And I suppose you want to pump me for information. That's your usual racket, too, you know. Get your paper!
Tell me something, is there someone back behind me taking an unhealthy interest in my person?
Are you kidding, Tommy? Who would bother? Hold on a second. Thank you, sir. Get your paper!
Well?
What's it worth to you?
Right now, my life.
Oh, so it's no use pulling your leg?
Not right now, no.
And the answer is a definite yes.
Big guy, hat pulled to the side.
And definitely carrying. And I mean as in a gun.
You can tell that from over here?
Hey, you sell papers long enough like I have, and you see it all. You open your eyes, that is. And I keep mine peeled.
I see.
Remember, I've got to sell you information. It keeps me in socks.
Very funny. He coming this way?
He's hanging back. But he most definitely has a bulge under his coat.
Just swell.
Another case?
You could say that. I need to go to my office, but I don't want a tail.
Oh, I get it. Now that will cost you time.
Hey, have I ever not paid?
Trying to remember if you have. This serious?
I think I'm about to find out. You feel like running some interference for me?
Sign me up. She must be something.
Who?
Girl you're doing this for. It's always a girl, Tommy. That I've seen too.
I'm going to cross the street and try to duck into my office. If the big guy follows, sell him a paper.
I can do that, Tommy. Don't you worry your little head.
Don't push your luck, Larry. I'd never forgive myself.
Selling papers all day to stiffs gets a little boring. Get out of here.
If he decides to do something stupid, you hot-foot it out of here. And I mean on the double.
I hear you. Now blow. Get your paper! Oh, hey, mister. Paper? Hot off the press and guaranteed to make your hair stand on end.
Get lost, kid. I already read the Times.
The Times? Ah, come on, mister. That's not fair.
And I said get out of the way, little man.
Hey, I'm trying to make a living here. That a boy, Tommy. He'll be circling the block for hours.
Way to go, Larry. I owe you big time.
Good afternoon.
You're sitting in my chair.
Oh. Excuse me. It's very comfortable. Small office, though.
You looking to redecorate or you want something?
I want something. Derek Shane is the name. You Remley?
Me Remley. You Shane. Oh, that was bad even for me.
I heard you were amusing.
I get the feeling there isn't a retainer in any of this. Social occasion, then?
Call it what you want.
Do we do this all afternoon, or does somebody give? And I'm assuming a threat is coming next.
You've been here before, then?
You better believe it, mister.
Shane. As I said, Derek Shane.
You said that, too. If it's supposed to ring any bells, sorry, pal, it's not. Can we skip all this and get to the threats? I've got other appointments.
I like stories. Let me tell you one. A man, a policeman, is put on a very delicate, very important case. And he goes about this case with extra care and attention. He gets a line on a girl because, well, there's always a girl. And he pops her. She goes to the morgue, the cop goes to the slammer for a few weeks, and then everything is handed off to someone else.
I don't really care for this story. Got another one, or is that too much to ask?
Then the policeman quits and puts up his shingle as a private. The end.
That's a quick story, pal.
But then something happens that isn't supposed to.
There's more to this? I should have bought some popcorn.
He got interested in the girl who went to the morgue. That wasn't a part of the story.
Do you have to stand to tell this part of the story?
Quit the chatter, Remley. It ain't funny no more.
Has anyone told you that your grammar goes bad when you get angry?
Huh? You better learn to take a fall, Remley.
What are you gonna do? Kill me?
You're going to take a fall.
Beginning to look that way, huh?
Fall!
Let's try it together.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes, sir.
Are you the duty nurse tonight?
Yes, sir. Are you Inspector Allard?
Yes, ma'am. I called ahead.
I thought I recognized your voice. Are you here for...
Derek Shane's room.
At the end of the hall on the left.
You heard her, Telly. Give the officer down there a dinner break.
You got it.
Heard Shane's got a broken back and hip.
You heard correctly, Inspector. He's in pretty bad shape. The doctor isn't sure he'll walk if he survives.
Well, ma'am, it's sad, but it isn't that sad. Derek Shane is a very bad man, and I don't want any of your nurses going in there by themselves.
The man can't move, Inspector.
Doesn't matter. Please, for my own peace of mind, do it.
I'm sure we can accommodate.
Thank you. Excuse me. Hey, he is awake.
Barely. What'd they shoot me up with?
You're asking the wrong guy. But there's a nurse out there just itching to do it again.
Not funny.
Hey, you're lucky to even be here. You know who was under you when you fell?
Derek Shane.
He tell you that, or did you know?
Both.
And you still stayed in the room with him? I thought you were cracked, but now I know.
Do I have anything broken?
No, not a bone. Shane took the brunt of the fall. You're lucky, yet again, that it was only 3 stories, or it would have been worse.
We wouldn't be having this conversation. I'm thirsty.
Hold that thought. I'll get the nurse to grab you some water.
Falling down on the job, I see. And before you ask, pun intended.
Why is it that you always show up at the worst possible moments? Would you mind explaining that to me?
You're busted up pretty good.
You sound like you actually care. I'm touched.
You promised me, Thomas.
What was I supposed to do, Miranda? Shane is a torpedo for some very ugly people. Just what were you involved with, anyway?
You tell me, sweetheart. Don't be lying down on the job, okay, Thomas?
Did you find the nurse?
Yeah, and someone else who wants to meet you.
Swell. Who now?
Thomas Rimley? Agent Crockett.
As in Davy. See? I still have my sense of humor. How about some water?
Oh yeah, here.
I'm the man you ran away from this afternoon, Mr. Rimley.
Oh sure, I recognize you. I thought you were a thug.
I'm with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
You boys just can't say FBI. You get a new name for yourselves and you tell everybody. Let's see some tin.
Here.
Cute. Looks like you got it from Captain Midnight.
Hey, Tom, cut with the wisecracks. It won't do either one of us any good.
I'm cranky. I just fell 3 stories onto one of the most dangerous men in the city. I'm confused.
I was hoping to clear some things up for you.
Miranda Sullivan.
I'm sorry, Mr. Remley. I'm not at liberty to...
Oh, for crying out loud, Allard. Get him out of here. I got better things to do than listen to that garbage. Get him out of here.
Mr. Remley,
Shut it, pal. I'm not interested. I've had a bad day.
I'm sure Agent Crockett appreciates that, Tom. He's just doing...
So help me, Allard. You say duty, and I'll hop up and punch you in the face. Listen, fellas, for your information, I just started nosing around in a dead case file today, and before the day is out, I'm falling out of my office window. And I don't mean to put too fine a point on it, Allard, but you, Telly, or Mackie, talk to somebody, because you were the only ones who knew about it before I went to go see Reynolds. And somebody tried to run me off the road on the way to see him.
Now, Tom, we're not sure about
it. And then I'm tailed by a G-man, which means somebody else blabbed. The day just got better and better, and Mr. Davy Crockett over there can't approach me like a normal person. Oh no, he's got to play like he's my shadow. And all of this fun before I go toe-to-toe with Derek Shane, a renowned gangster.
You have to understand that I have no authority whatsoever to discuss the Sullivan case with
you. And here I'm playing all nice with you, Mr. Crockett. Since when did the Sullivan case reach the attention of the feds?
I think I can answer that one. My inside coat pocket.
What?
Over there on the chair.
This business card?
Yeah, hand it to me.
Mr. Remley,
You know what this is, Allard? This is insurance, of the highest kind. Doesn't get better than this. Strange, but effective nonetheless. Notice the name on the front? J. Edgar Hoover.
Let me see that. This is what Reynolds was holding.
You better believe it. This is what was in Miranda's purse. That's what she's going for when...
I see.
Read the back.
Miranda Sullivan is under my protection. Signed, J. Edgar Hoover. Is this for real?
You better believe it, gentlemen.
You want to explain?
I made a mistake once. I wanted you to know that about me. And whatever she is, I carry her with me every day. I do what I can in a dirty world with dirty people and dirty crime. It's not much, but it's something.
Join us next time when Stagestruck Audio Theater will bring you the conclusion of Thomas Rimley, P.I., Miranda's Case.